Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to all of you listening to wherever part of the world you are. The topic I'm going to discuss for you today is often asked of me being in the forefront of the business of which I'm spending time and effort to be relevant in our industry, in our society, and to all our stakeholders. How do you get your employees to act together as one? There is no easy answer to this question, but for me, it is all hard work into creating a company culture that is conducive to promoting work-life balance. They say that our business is only as strong as your employees. I truly believe that, and in order to build a strong business, you have to hire the right people. But hiring able, dedicated, and top-notch performers is just part of the whole equation. You have to bring them together in building a successful team through team building. Once you have outstanding employees on board, you need to bring them together and transform them into the most productive and effective team as much as possible. How do you make that happen? By initiating a successful team building for the employees. Our company just had one, and all I can say is that the importance of team building cannot be overstated if you want your employees and your business to succeed. But how are you able to quantify the benefits of team building? How does team building activities encourage teamwork and transform individual co-workers into a strong team? So many questions, right? But first things first, before we dive into all these things about team building, what exactly is team building? Team building is a practice that's being followed by most organizations in order to bring employees together to foster strong relationships and transform them into a cohesive team. The philosophy of team buildings are geared towards employees being viewed as members of interdependent teams instead of as individual workers. Generally, this is accomplished through a variety of team building activities, which are usually social, fun activities like an escape room, scavenger hunts. In the case of virtual team building, a virtual game night. I really commend companies who, in spite of the pandemic, are still able to push through team building exercises virtually. Often, team building activities are held outside of the office. In fact, experts say that these activities should be held outside to give the employees a perfect environment to interact with each other in a non-work-related atmosphere, to encourage them to work together to solve some challenges. People spend a lot of their 9-to-5 in an office setting, so organizing the team-building event outside can get them more excited and involved in the entire process. However, these days, it is acceptable that these are held in the confines of the office building, especially during the time when the pandemic hit. Even though some team buildings are held inside the office, management has been very creative in making the exercise exciting and purposeful. It takes great leaders to be able to build great teams, and a leader who can consistently build high-performance teams is worth their weight in gold. Leaders should be able to master the art of people and knowing how to maneuver tens, 50s, or hundreds of people at the right place and at the right time. And a team building is just the right activity to know how each person thinks and how to best utilize their competencies correctly. In creating team building activities, it is important to know the stages in creating teams during team building exercises. The initial stage is the formation of teams. A team of a minimum of 2-to-5, depending on the number of your employees, are brought together to form a team. It is important that each team member does not choose who their team members will be. Some do the counting from 1-to-5, and all those who count themselves as the ones come together, twos go together, and so on. part of the formation is getting to know the co-workers in the team. Second is brainstorming. As you can guess, the storming stage can be confusing as team members assess each other's personalities, strengths, and weaknesses. During the brainstorming sessions, it is a good idea to engage in strategies so that the team will come out of this stage successfully with a good appreciation of the team members. Third is acceptance. How your team will function during the exercises will depend on the acceptance of the colleagues' strengths and weaknesses. It is important to acknowledge that there may be competition and differences within the team, but it's vital to find a common ground in which everyone will participate in a complementary fashion. And the last is performing. Every team's goal is to perform as a high-functioning team with energy and purpose. This comes when there's mutual respect among team members with boundaries that respect each other's roles. It's important that everyone trusts each other's competence and expertise. And now, let's go dive deep why it is important to create a purposeful team building. The purpose of team building is to increase trust, improve communication, increase collaboration, and increase or maintain motivation. Let's talk about trust. For me, this is so important. Trust is not only calming, it's a time saver. Trust should be the foundation of all relationships, whether at work or in our personal lives. Isn't it that when you trust someone, it's a smooth sailing when working together? When a team has a foundation of trust, there's less second guessing, less duplication of tasks, there's a high level of confidence, and more sharing. Wow, that's a lot of stuff associated with one word. But think how much easier it is to let other people do what they're supposed to be doing when you trust them as being highly competent. Think of how much more secure you feel in your own role when you trust others not to encroach on your turf. Now, what about communication? Let us be realistic here, because even if there's a foundation of trust, things can go and will haywire at some point. A team that has a protocol for communicating will be able to solve problems even before those problems become fixed. It becomes second nature to look at the solutions cohesively within the team. When someone in the team needs to voice concern or even annoyance at things, it should be encouraged positively. Positive communication will go a long way toward resolving little issues before they grow. And protocol for communication provides a blueprint for navigating more complex issues that may be project-driven rather than just a result of a personality clash. When trust and good communication are present, collaboration is much easier, isn't it? When team members understand each other's roles and responsibilities and respect them, it's fun to collaborate. This makes everyone better. High-performing teams collaborate well, easily sharing ideas, brainstorm successes and failures. Part of the power of collaboration is that it feeds on itself. The more you successfully collaborate, the more you'll want to be part of the team. Team building is one way to elevate the power of motivation. In order for a team to stay motivated, members have to believe in their mission. So we go back to communication in order to clearly impart the mission of the team. When there is clarity, you stay motivated doing the work you are supposed to do. In Season 2, Episode 2, I discuss why clarity is so important. Having elements of clarity and knowing that it's important to each and every one of the stakeholders helps them to be engaged, to speak up when they need answers, and gain perspective where they are lacking. Engagement plays a huge part in this, and when you create a culture of engagement, people feel vested in your company and their work. Engagement and motivation go hand in hand. How do you like this episode so far? Your comments or your takeaways are welcome, and I will appreciate it very much if you can provide to me your 2 cents worth on the topic. You can put in your comments below, or you can message me directly on my Facebook group page, Beauty and Beyond page. If you haven't joined my community yet, I will provide the link for you to join the community in the show notes. Also, if you think this episode will be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. This helps me spread my message and share resources with more people. Now that we know the importance of team building, what kind of team building games can make a lasting impact on employees? We very well know that an organization is made up of several independently talented individuals, and to be able to put these talents together in a team will be an essential part of a unique company culture. Admittedly, team building activities are an enjoyable part of our workplace culture. They build meaningful bonds that help teams excel even more in their collaborative projects. With team building, you can mix fun and purpose. While team building activities can certainly be fun, leaders need to ensure that these activities are serving a purpose. With that in mind, there are two general types of team building activities. The first type proceeds under the theory that when a team has fun together, they get to know each other better and bond. The second set of activities aims to get the team working together in specific roles, sharpening the group dynamic along the way. While it seems that it would be much easier to plan fun team activities, this still requires some forethought. You will need to match the difficulty and strenuousness of that event with your team's abilities, and you want to make sure that no one is left out. A mismatched team building activity can defeat its purpose and turn your group off from wanting to participate in future outings and events. At the same time, when you get it right, a fun group activity can help employees get to know one another. Ideally, you should be looking for activities that combine both of these in an engaging and purposeful manner. In that manner, team building should promote healthy competition and collaboration. Do you know that a sports day is a team building in itself? Yes, it's a fun team activity that most employees enjoy. Sports day works best when the focus is on team sports as opposed to individual events, examples of which are basketball teams or volleyball teams. Team building should encourage sharing and building awareness. Another type of a game that can help employees function as a team is one that encourages team members to give feedback to one another. It does not have to be related to work. These activities can help participants gain a better understanding of how they are perceived by others. This can help individuals build their own self-awareness. One variation of this game is to have an activity that relies on teams of two. This game is called Chinese Whispers. I am sure most of you know how this game works. Players form a line, and the first player comes up with a message and whispers it to the ear of the second person in the line. The second player repeats the message to the third player, and so on. When the last player is reached, they announce the message they heard to the entire group. The game has no winner, but the fun comes from comparing the original and final messages. This exercise shows how communication plays a great role in teams and how easily information can be corrupted by indirect communication. When you have purpose-driven activities, you may need to incentivize employees to participate in the activity. Coming up with a theme for the activity session can help increase engagement, especially when you pair it with goodies that you give out to participating team members. As mentioned above, providing food will get people to show up, but that is only part of your task. Consider giving out prizes or holding a raffle after the conclusion of the event. Try to avoid designating an overall winner and find a way to make participation beneficial and meaningful. There are many games and activities that your human resource department can search for that they can facilitate for your company's team building. But you can also hire a third-party facilitator to do this annual event for you. As with your company's recent experience, you can also hire a motivational speaker to speak at your event. For me, hiring a motivational speaker can help to identify and resolve blockages that prevent success, improve performance, and increase profits. This was our experience at a recent team-building activity, and I highly recommend doing so because they bring in fresh ideas. Hiring an outside expert can help reinforce the concepts that leaders are continually trying to impress on their team. Oftentimes, when the company tries to do the team-building exercises on their own, their work teams suffer from a mental block when conceptualizing creative ideas. This generates a domino effect that can affect the quality of the team building by forcing half-baked ideas from non-experts into these kinds of activities. Not only will the output be impacted, but also the employees will feel low morale and uncomfortable participating in it. For the medium and long-term goals, team building activities can translate into the overall competitive advantage of your organization. And for employees, this is one way of gauging that the companies also focus on their welfare. Having an annual team building is not a one-way street benefiting only the employers, but it also benefits the employees. Have you enjoyed this episode so far? What are your thoughts or what feedback can you give from a recent team building activity that you have participated in? I would appreciate sending in your comments and your takeaways from this episode. If you have other topics in mind that you want to have clarity on, don't hesitate to send me a message and I will make a best effort to respond to it. See you in my next episode and watch out for surprises this month. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time.